everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. I'm making this video to try to explain what's going on and maybe soften the blow and tell you the truth. And this is like, basically, it's the dropping off points. The only really thing you owe the universe is your death. Because rest assured, you're born and someday you are going to die.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Behind me, I have a number line, 1 through 18. Each one of those numbers is basically a hole on the golf course. And if you've watched this show for a while, I always say I'm on the back nine. And that's this part of this graph. Over here, you know, you basically drop out. You're a vagina droplet. You come from the lobby. And at the end, point B, you go back to the lobby.
This the lobby.
Now, what goes on in the lobby? Let's just say if you read my fiction novels and you can interpret between the lines, I write about it quite a bit. You can check out my stuff on Amazon if you wish. Because everything I do revolves along this line. Everything I write, everything I talk about, it's hard to explain. But, you know, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't sent here to be a prophet or a messiah or anything. I'm just a dude trying to help other guys understand what's going on out there and take the gun out of their mouth. Things that will cause you to drop off the number line. All right. Now, just because you're born doesn't mean you're going to get to the 18th hole. All right. 18th hole is basically when you wear out and Mother Nature just shuts your meat suit down and you go back to being the, you know, $15 to $18 of minerals and substances that your meat suit is created from. All right, now, first here, accidents. This portion of my golf course, I was working in the military. Saw a lot of guys get jacked up in accidents. Most of them revolved around motorcycles. That is why I always, you know, harped on my troops not to do the motorcycle thing. Maybe some of them listened, I don't know, but it still continued to happen. That's a lifestyle they like to do, I got it. But you got to understand, you're basically unprotected, and your little meat suit doesn't really respond well to physics and gravity. Usually you lose those arguments badly, meaning they punch your ticket, and you're done. Your game is going to end at the 8th, 9th, 10th hole, somewhere in here. Illnesses. We really don't have a lot of control over illness. My advice to avoid illness is basically an object in motion stays in motion. Meaning, get off your ass. Go walk. Go do something. All right, that really helps out a lot mentally, spiritually, and physically. Okay, now people are like, well, what about cancer? Yeah, listen, it happens. I'm sure we've been exposed just here in this country to all kinds of carcinogenic chemicals. I know I have been, especially in the military. I have the burn pit illness. It's not quite super bad, but you know, if you only see me coughing and stuff, well, that's it right there. All right, now, another thing I do to combat a lot of illness is I take a boatload of supplements. I'm going to be honest. They work. They really do. It's a pain in the ass to take all the pills and go all through the crazy stuff, but it's really a small investment just in maintenance to keep it going. fate will do what fate's going to do. And if you're meant to get sick, you're going to get sick. That's just the way it is. And you're going to die. So those around you who are, you know, stricken with grief and what have you, it is what it is. You know, I mean, if you were to die on this side of the golf course on the first nine, do you want your loved ones to go the rest of the whole distance just miserable and upset that you're not here? No, you don't want that. No, I mean, you want them to drive on and do great things.
Go to a happy place.
Okay. Wear out date. Your heart is only going to beat so many times before it stops working. Your lungs are going to expand only so many times before, yes, they quit working. And that goes for every single one of your internal organs. And, you know, minus a spleen and an appendix, you pretty much need those to keep your pass here for this universe. The minute those fail, your ticket's getting pulled and you're going home. Now, you would expect wear out date, you know, at the 17th, 18th hole right in there. Totally natural. That's just the way it works. All right, now, people do a lot of stupid shit. We're talking, they drink a lot, you know, don't judge me. Drugs, they smoke, they do all kinds of other risky behavior. And you can only go to the well so many times before it goes dry. All right, now, I myself, this meat suit on this, you know, on the first half of the golf course, I beat the living crap out of this meat suit to do the things that I wanted to do. You know, we're talking the infantry, ranger, special forces, airborne, three wars, all of the missions, all of the wear and tear on your body, the exposure to the elements, what have you. It's all going to have a cost on your meat suit. That's why I make the joke that I'm really only going to make it to, you know, 65 and out. I'm sure you've all heard me say, hey, I'm on the 65 and out plan because I'm a realist. I understand what I did in my youth, and I know I'm going to have to pay for it with time at the end because all of the crazy stuff that I did, whenever I got to the edge of my ability to drive on, I would simply ask the universe to allow me to spend the years of tomorrow for the strength I needed today.
Shit, that's good.
I know.
And I willingly did that, and I understand. I'm going to pay a price for it. Got it. Self-deletion. When I started this channel and the nonprofit was basically to educate men on the risks of marriage and feminism. And as a side effect, to my surprise, was I have 519 men who have come forward over the past 12 years and credited me in what I say and what I do from self-evacuating their meat suit. Now, I will tell you this about self-deletion. Whatever you were sent here to do, if you don't get that work done and you self-delete, you're going back to the lobby, you're going to get recycled, and they're going to put you on the first vaginal canoe back here to finish your mission, whatever that is. All right, so my advice, unless you're facing a horrible outcome, like a really bad medical something or other, or you get to a certain age where it's just becoming ludicrous and you decide to, you know, you're done, got it. But otherwise, you know, I would say 98% of the time out there, a lot of those problems, if you just ride it out, they will fade away. The reason a lot of guys are, you know, punching out on the timeline, they lose love, they lose hope, they, you know, have no purpose. I got it. But you got to stick it out, you know, ride it into the fucking beach, you know, and that acronym C-H-I-L-L-L, I know I spelled it wrong, but it's an acronym. That last one is simply live out of fucking spite. God damn. All right. Yeah. Live long enough so people have to wipe your ass. Live long enough to fucking be a fucking stain on your loved ones who turn their back on you. All right. Be that guy. Don't quit until you are done. Quit the quitting. All right. Next, we have stupid. This is Darwin at work here. No, stupid and idiots, pretty much the same thing. Darwin preys on stupid. You go out and you want to ride a motorcycle and you don't want to put a helmet on and you think you're going to be fine and you might be for a while. And some dudes do that forever and never have a problem. But it only takes that one time. You pull out of your driveway, you know, Mary Jane Rottencrotch isn't paying attention. She's looking at her phone. You get dinged, not that hard, and you're you know, thinking meat container gets slammed off the front of the hood and hits the ground. It cracks open like an egg, and you will more than likely die. That is stupid shit right there. All right. Cleaning your weapon and making sure it is unloaded before you start fucking with it. That's stupid. People who shoot themselves all the time by accident. I've seen a couple guys get pretty close to shooting themselves in the foot while fucking around with their carbines. I smoked the dog shit out of them for it, and they never did it again. But, you know, stupid's out there. And it's really hard to avoid stupid. I probably do 6 or 7 just stupid things a day. Luckily, it hasn't pinched me yet. And I'm trying to cut down by maintaining situational awareness, trying to think things through, which most people have a hard time with. But stupidity will burn you in right here. When I was a kid, I did all kinds of stupid shit. Why I am not dead from that, I have no idea. None. I mean, I fell through a shed roof from like 50 feet, got hit by a car. The only reason I survived is I literally jumped in the air while this 78 station wagon just destroyed my bicycle and threw it like 40 yards. I landed on top of the vehicle, rolled off, but you know, I was like, you know, 10 years old. I was indestructible. But I didn't look both ways. I just drove my bike across the road. What did I think was going to happen? I thought I'd be fine.
Wrong!
Shit happens. All right? Neglect and abuse. You decide you got to smoke those cigarettes. And before you know it, you got a 2-3-pack-a-day habit. Well, you're abusing your body, your meat suit, and it will have long-term implications because you're burning up your body here and your body doesn't have enough oomph over here to continue on. Same thing with cocaine. One of my best friends, he's like my baby brother, passed away at 42 in his sleep, and it took me a while to get the coroner report. He didn't have really any foreign substances in his body. I mean, a little bit of alcohol, but you know, like, I think not more than like 2 or 3 beers worth. And he just died in his sleep because when he got divorced, he went down a really bad road, got hooked into cocaine and other drugs we never really talked about. And he wore himself out and died at 42. So he died literally just before the 9th hole or somewhere around the 9th hole. He had all this time over here, you know, to finish his mission or do what he's going to do. Maybe he did complete it. I don't know. I don't communicate with the lobby, so it is what it is. But he passed on. It broke my heart. I made sure he got his taps in 21. I made sure the flag went to his daughter. And he got paid his respects. Guy was a veteran like me. He served in different units, but it is what it is. Next, we have surrender. There's a lot of men out there while they're going through their journey on the golf course of life. Bad shit happens to them. Sometimes the surrender leads to self-deletion. I don't recommend that. But this is the really insidious part. There's a lot of men walking around out there who are fucking dead inside. They have surrendered. They're doing nothing but existing. And that has a terrible toll on your health. if you are, you know, depressed and you're, you know, you feel like you've surrendered in life, that is about as harmful for your heart and cardiovascular system as smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Right? I read a lot of history books, and you know, back in the day when Spain came over to the United States, they decided to turn a lot of the local population into slaves for a while. But for whatever reason, those people would get to the point where they just had enough, would sit down and surrender, and within 3 to 5 days, they would be dead. They literally willed themselves to death. Try to avoid this mindset. It is not healthy. Keep your hand wraps on and get ready to fight, because that's what life is. Don't go back to the corner and throw in the towel. You got to finish the fight. All right, and you also notice here, you know, when I get to 9, I have the dropping off points. I noticed this roughly around 45 years old. You see, you know, I was in the 9th hole. I started losing friends. My best buddy died at 42. I just talked about him. All right, and then, you know, a little while longer, another one. And then another one. And now they're starting to come really, really quick. I got all kinds of associates I served with dropping off the map. Going back to the warehouse, which I call the lobby. Hopefully they're drinking beer and having a great time, or they're going on with whatever they got to do. But it is what it is. And once you get to the 9th hole, you're going to notice this. Time starts to go a lot faster. Right here, 1 year, remember when you were like 5 and you got had a birthday and you couldn't wait for Christmas. And then you couldn't wait for your next birthday and it just took forever to come. Monday to Friday literally felt like an eternity in school. You go over the hump on the 9th hole and the birthdays go like this. Before you know it, you're on your deathbed if you make it to the end. All right, now over here you'll see between the 9th, 10th, and 11th hole, I put midlife crisis in there because there's a lot of people out there who just fucked off or made terrible decisions on the first half of the game, and they're trying to you know, adjust it so that maybe they could still make the clubhouse at the end, and it causes all kinds of turmoil. It hurts people around them. You know, you wind up doing stupid shit here sometimes. What I'm trying to say is this. Live your fucking life to the best of your ability so when you get to this critical point in the mid, way through the game, you don't have to do shit like that. All right, life should not be one Hail Mary pass. It should be a consistent game till they blow the whistle at the end. That is how you win. Playing catch up here, I'm not telling you not to do it. If you're stuck in this thing, I mean, I'm sorry. I made a whole video about midlife crises. I think I did 2 of them. You can check those out. But you got to do what you got to do. And then over here, I have retirement age, 60 to 65. Now, let's be honest. Most of us today are never going to get to retire. The way they're spending, they're going to break the bank. Shit's going to implode. People are going to be left out there flapping, even myself. I am not excluded from any of the horseshit that takes place under the sun here on Earth. All right, so if you are stuck in the grief cycle, you lost a loved one or a friend, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to grieve. Truly, it is. But don't let it impact the rest of your life. You got shit to do, right? You know, may have a beer, toast them on their way, burn their carcass in a Valhalla boat. Do what you got to do. But don't carry guilt and fear and shame with you to the end, because that's not really a good life. Celebrate their existence. Accept the fact that, hey, fate is what it is, or they did stupid shit. And logically, the outcome that happened is the outcome that normally happens. If you are an observant person, you can see this. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is this. Once you get to the 9th hole, you better buckle up, because in the back seat is death, and he's waiting for his appointment with you. So live greatly and die well. Take it easy.